September 16th. I just couldn't stop. So this morning, I just couldn't stop laughing. I mean, couldn't stop. I think it was knowing how now, for some reason, I happen to know way more than you're supposed to get to know while you're still here. And I'm not sure how it happened. Maybe it was just bad luck. What that doctor told me when a couple of tough weeks turned into months and months of misery, and I still see his face, that half-smile flash frozen into his cheeks, hoping I'd laugh instead of lunging at him, throat-throttling. And I don't remember if I laughed, but I'm pretty sure I didn't strangle him, or I'd be in more trouble now than I am knowing just this much. And sure, I could tell you some of it if you pushed hard enough, thought you could take it, but then, like they say, well, at least one of us would have to go, and I'd prefer not to have it be you. So I'm off now to the woods, my walk. All those trees, well, they already know all of this. I know for sure. Way more, I think, too. So if I happen to start blabbing instead of laughing, at least they won't be like, yikes, monks scream. And I'm thinking ahead to the ones I want to walk by today, hoping they'll be where they normally are, which is no sure thing in my woods. That big black cherry, flaky shingle bark up and down, so charming, like a fairy tale dollhouse I could walk into for a little kiss, and one of us would wake up and the other wouldn't still be a frog. But I can never find the door, and believe me, I've walked around and around it lots of times looking, and I never, ever find the door. Or that monstrous oak right out in the open, 6 feet at the base at least, like a 10-story leg, so long I can't see what it belongs to, so I just guess from that huge foot, 2-foot toes grasping ground, one side a brontosaurus maybe, head way up there somewhere munching on what, who knows. And the other side, a couple of elephants leaning into each other, still asleep, leg locked together. So sweet. And I always pay close attention, passing, in case one of them decides to take a quick step and I have to jump out of the way, but not too far, hoping I can get a glimpse of what's been kept secret all these years under that big foot. Or the heart-shaped poplar up the hill, chainsaw toppled last year, too near the power lines. At least waist high, just lying there on its side, all that it knew slowly spewing back to the universe, bit by bite by megabyte, terabytes of it still left there on the ground. And I think if I sat with it for the rest of my life and listened close enough, I'd overhear a bit of what it now has to give back. But today is my only whole day this week to do absolutely nothing, and I'm in a hurry to get on with that. So I keep walking toward a voice, a real one, I promise, a woman, on the phone maybe, just talking. And then the three of them walk up single file on the one-lane path, that fluffy poodle-doodle dog up front, then her, then him, her husband, had to be. And I can't tell if she's talking to him or the dog. And what does it matter anyway? Either way, it's all still love. And tomorrow, maybe, he'll be up front, hearing what's rushing up toward the back of his head from her, and she says to me, "Don't worry, he wouldn't hurt anyone." And I assume she's talking about the dog, though I can tell instantly, I am that good at this, really, that the guy wouldn't either. Just happy to be out walking today with these two. And then the little bridge, hardly a bridge, 2 steps long, the tiny brook running under it, hardly a brook, 2 steps wide. Heady today, with yesterday's rain going over the rocks with a hard glug glug, like pouring a 2-liter bottle of Coke into the sink fast because it's too flat to drink. And I know right then that this poem is over. All I have to say today, down the drain or under the bridge, whatever, even though you waited all this way thinking you'd get to know something you don't already know, not just glug, 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 gone. Except on the drive home, a big truck I'm following, on the back door, a 10-foot full-color bottle of Coke. Not the 2-liter job like your fat uncle in 2 tight pants, but the Marilyn Monroe one. Yes, I am that old. With the waist you just want to put your arm around for a long, slow dance all the way home. All those dewdrops on the dark glass, like maybe her voice would be whispering into your ear. I mean my ear. Something that means nothing and everything, all at the same time, one breathful of it caring more than I or all these trees could even hope to know, now or ever. And the slogan, high up on the right side, love it, again and again. Okay, I will. I will. Soon as I get home. Can't wait. Thanks.